get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, our studio engineer and master control, is the Duke, Robert DeCosa. Thank you for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. What we do is talk golf. We've got another great show for you today with a couple of great guests. Up first, our good friend Bob Baldessari with Reimagine Golf will be here. Bob's a very busy guy. He's working on a number of golf projects. Ever heard of Doubles Golf, co-founded by Jack Nicklaus? Emphasizing nine-hole rounds, Doubles Golf will bring more juniors, more women, and beginning golfers to the game. But how does it all work? Well, Bob Baldessari will answer that question and more when he joins us today right here on Tee to Green. Our other guest on the show today made history recently when he became the first person ever to drive a golf cart to the top of Pikes Peak, right here in our own backyard in Colorado Springs. Austin King is the owner of World Famous Golf Carts in South Carolina, and he had a good reason to do that. He will join us today to tell the story on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, it's Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. Also, stream live at sportsbyline.com. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We're teeing it up, talking golf with Bob Baldessari, next, right here on Tee to Green.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
The
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show and destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with my co-host, Debbie O'Connell, from Live Positive, Golf Positive, in Master Control. We've got Robert DeCosa, the Duke, on board today, and we're ready to talk a little golf. How you doing, Debbie? Are you there?
I am. I'm fantastic. I'm actually in Florida right now, and it's a beautiful day. And I snuck 9 holes of golf in this morning, and now I'm getting ready to watch the Giants, New York Giants, play some football early, and the air show in Stuart, Florida, the Treasure Coast, which I know Mom knows a lot about the Treasure Coast of Florida. So excited to connect with Bob again today.
I know that, is that the game that's being played overseas, the NFL game?
Yes. So it starts, it's already underway. I'm not sure what's happening, but it started early, 9:30 our time on the East Coast.
Well, I'm glad you got some sunshine. We've got snow here in Colorado. In fact, probably a little bit of it melted off yesterday, but we had, oh my gosh, in my backyard and in my driveway, probably about almost a foot and a half of snow. It started snowing on Wednesday, and it didn't stop until Saturday. No golf for a while.
I imagine not. And hopefully you can find a simulator so you can at least keep the swing going, Jay.
Hey, that's an idea. I did play last Sunday. It was crazy. I played last Sunday, and then a few days later, I'm sitting here watching the snow just pile up and pile up and pile up. And, boy, it's not going to be any golf for a few more days, although it is warming up, getting back to our normal November stuff. Hey, on the show today, later in the hour, Austin King is going to be with us from World Famous Golf Carts. He made history recently. We're in Colorado, and, of course, right out in our backyard here, almost right out my back door, is Pikes Peak, America's most famous mountain, 14,115 feet. There's a road that goes all the way to the summit of Pikes Peak, and for auto racing enthusiasts, you know that the Pikes Peak Hill Climb has been held for over 100 years every summer. As cars go up from the bottom to the top of Pikes Peak, he drove a golf cart from the bottom to the top of Pikes Peak, and we're going to have him on the show later in the hour explaining why he did it, how he did it, and telling a little bit about his story. Austin King joining us later in the show. Our first guest is standing by and ready to go, a mutual friend of both Debbie and I, from Reimagine Golf, Bob Baldessari, coming back to Tee to Green to talk a little golf with us today. It's been a while since we've had Bob on. We welcome him back on the Tee to Green guest line. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Jay and Debbie, I am well. I am here in Kentucky looking at some beautiful thoroughbred horses near my house. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, I didn't know you had a house in Kentucky.
Yeah, moved up here about a year and a half ago, and it's been a great super opportunity with a lot that we're doing. We'll talk about it, but it's always, if I use the Boston slang, wicked fun to be with you, and certainly wicked good to be connected with Debbie again.
Yeah, it's great to have you back on the show. How do you guys know each other? Did you run across each other in the golf business?
Well, I always say it's a small world, but the golf industry is wicked small, and I always tell the assistant pros and anybody up and coming in the golf world to just get involved, get connected with your associations, get connected. It can be a 1 degree separation. So it's just been, you know, through the years coming across and seeing what Debbie's doing in her career, and it's very, very impressive.
Well, go ahead, Deb.
No, I was just going to say, Bob has been just an incredible PGA professional his entire career. I guess, Bob, you learned a lot from your dad. And you are just an extraordinary man who's done so much in the industry, and it's been great. And I lived in the Treasure Coast of Florida for 20 years, and I know Club Med, and I'm excited to get to talk to you about the headquarters of your business, and we have so much to hear from you. I'm so excited, but I've been in this area, know so much about Club Med, played golf up there. And a great destination for so many people to come to the Treasure Coast of Florida on vacation at Club Med and experience some really fun golf. So Bob is just extraordinary.
Well, speaking of fun stuff, Bob, you got a lot of things on your plate right now. We talked the other day. You mentioned three main things, doubles golf, also the Kentucky Golf Trail, and then a new LPGA senior event that's coming. It's coming up, I think next year, 2025. Let's start with doubles golf, which is very intriguing. After we talked, I looked it up. I had heard about it, but I wasn't really clear on just what it was and how it's going to work. But anything that Jack Nicklaus is involved with, if you're a golfer, that's going to pique your interest, right?
Well, it sure does. I mean, champion, best golfer forever in many regards. And Jack is all in on this, I'm telling you for a fact, and it's been really a pleasure and honor to just have some lunches with him and get to know him a little bit. And he's told me flat out, hey, you know, in 100 years, they forget about you. They maybe remember some of the awards, but his legacy of trying to get tens of thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of golfers staying in the game, getting in the game, playing the game, that means a lot to him. That's a very, very meaningful thing. And the doubles golf, the gentleman that put that together, Bob Longmire, I first met him in 2011 when I went into PGA headquarters, and there was this thing that I was tasked with from Joe Starenka, then the CEO of the PGA of America, and he goes, hey, Bob, we need to create a Little League of Baseball for golf. And that became what is now PGA Junior League, which is thriving, and Bob Longmire was really the impetus behind that. So fast forward a few years, Bob calls me and says, hey, I'm going to put together something that helps adults get into the game, keep them in the game. My big thing with Reimagine Golf is retention, big, big, big thing in the golf industry that's not done well. And so doubles golf is a major retention factor. It's basically two-person scramble. There are some nuances. The USGA is adopting this as best shot golf, I believe it is. And so there will be more formats with this two-person team. There are the foursomes, the four balls, individual stroke play, but the doubles golf, as it is, will be a two-person, think of it as two-person scramble, and you play in these 5 to 6 week leagues. It's nine holes. You have ladies, men, senior, adult, child, mixed couples. So it tries to go across all the factions of golf, and then you're just out there playing, and it could be you and Debbie as a team against my wife and I, and you might win the first five holes, and normally in match play, we're closed out. But in doubles golf, we could win the next four holes, so you beat us by 1 point. And the algorithms are there. We now are, I think, our fourth or fifth national championship. It's down at the Bears Club. Anybody listening, just do yourself a favor. Check out doublesgolf.com. Try to find your local PGA or LPGA professional and get a league going. I'm happy to help anybody navigate this thing because it is really tremendous of what we're doing, and we're finding people that are a newer golfer and an existing golfer, they can be a pair. You get it basically ranked. So if you and Debbie are strong and my wife and I are not so good, there is a handicap system. We call it ranking. But it really becomes equitable. It's nine holes. It combats the time element. It can combat the equitability of, oh, I'm not that good to play against Jay because he's so good. It's really, really phenomenal.
Hey, Bob, how many facilities are hosting the doubles league at this time?
Yeah, so we're growing that. There's a few dozen out there across the country now, and basically also working with amateur golf associations. In Common Ground, they had a wonderful league going there. So Colorado Golf Association, working with some different golf associations in Ohio, looking at it as a more of a grassroots kind of growth, and I'm doing it. We're a flagship facility here at the Woodford Club and outside of Lexington, Kentucky. There are some other flagship facilities across the country. So doublesgolf.com, you get a lot more information. Great, what a great Tyler Stanfield, PGA member, is really the guy that makes it, really gets it done there. But I'm always there to help as well.
Is there an entry fee? Is it affordable?
Basically, there's a small fee that gets you into the leagues, but it goes year-round. So it's sort of like junior league golf. That one fee covers you for the year. And then the golf facility, if you're at a member club, you're not paying any. You're just coming out to play as a member. If you're at a golf facility like us, we have had it. Ours is, we're something private, so we've kept it with the members. But we're looking at doing a outside league next year. And then it would be a greens fee. It would be a way to drive more revenue to public facilities or semi-private.
Yeah,
this
sounds
is
good.
Absolutely right up your alley. You formed a company called Reimagine Golf, and you kept asking the question, why? You're questioning why we do everything in the golf industry, and then the next question is really, how can we do it differently? Share with us how you created this concept of Reimagined Golf and what your mission is with that company.
Hey Bob and Debbie, we got to break away real quick. I hear the music in the background, but save that thought, save that question, and we'll pick it up after the break with Bob Baldessari, Reimagined Golf, our guest today here on Tee to Green. Be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
It is your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen these days to Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. We continue with our guest from Reimagined Golf, Bob Baldessari. And Debbie, right before we went to break, you had a great question for Bob. Hated to interrupt you, but we were coming up on the commercial time out there. So go ahead and finish up.
Bob, I was just asking about your company, Reimagine Golf, when you were asking the questions, why do we do the things we do in the golf industry with the idea of retention? How can we focus on the client, the customer, the golfer, and keep them in the game and help them to have a great time? Obviously, the doubles golf is right up the same alley of making this game more fun. Talk about the mission of Reimagine Golf.
Yeah, thanks, Debbie. The mission goes back to when I was working for Dean Beeman, the former tour commissioner. I was running his golf course in Virginia. And one day I said to him, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but if I end up leaving you, I want to create my own company to help the golf industry. My dad was a PGA member for 53 years. I always have one foot in the old school, one foot in the new, and try to be innovative. And I came up with the name Reimagined because it was just not reinventing per se, but just looking at things, as you say, why do we have the scorecard the way it is? Nobody plays by the rules unless you're playing USGA top-level things. It's a waste of space on the back of a scorecard. People can't understand course ratings. They don't understand handicaps on the holes. And there's so many things that I try to share with people. But, you know, why is the scorecard the way the scorecard is at the most basic level? Why is the starter there? What is their role as a starter? You just hand out a scorecard and say, you know, have a nice day. I mean, that can be a marketing and a promotional position if you're trained correctly. There's just so many aspects of the golf industry on that operational side. So I started Reimagine Golf with my hope that I could help the industry with experience at the facility. There's two things, experience and retention. And we don't talk about experience, we don't talk about retention. And if we do talk about retention in the golf industry, it's just, well, maybe we can lower the rate and people will play more. Instead of thinking about events, activities, socialization, things that get people out to the club that actually drive some revenue back to the club versus, hey, Jay, we look slow next week. I guess we better drop the rate. You know, that's historically, unfortunately, with the industry, not everybody, of course, but you throw everybody sort of into a pile, and that's really what the industry has been looking at more over the years. So I've had some really good success with the clubs I've been at, helping other clubs under the Reimagine Golf, you know, helping them club services, consulting, and these doubles golf. There's a lot of activities and things I've created, or I've looked at other people and I said, that's a neat idea Debbie has. I'm going to rework it for my club and make it a little bit different. So experience at the facility, that's just not talked about in retention. We talk about in the golf industry a lot about exposure and everybody high fives and we throw money and resources behind it, but then there's no pixie dust. Everybody thinks I go to the PGA show, buy a box of pixie dust, sprinkle it over a new golfer. It's not going to work. You have to guide people into the game and make it so that they're comfortable and safe at the facility. And I use the word safe a lot because a lot of ladies are anxious when they go to the facility. People of color might be anxious. And so, you know, I can get wound up on this. Do we have about 5 hours the rest of the show? Because I can go to Utah.
Yeah. Well, along those lines, you're there in Kentucky now, and you're working on with the Kentucky Tourism Bureau and the governor of the state of Kentucky, and it's a project called the Kentucky Golf Trail. Tell us about that. You don't usually think of Kentucky when you think of great golf.
Bingo, Jay. Exactly. And so I come up here a year and a half ago. I've been part of golf packaging back to my Ocean City, Maryland days, and it occurred to me, there's 2 million people a year, 2 million, coming to Kentucky for the Bourbon Trail. So that was an eye-opener to me. I actually, at the commercial break, I texted you a photo of the beautiful thoroughbred horses 40 feet from my house. There's horse farms. There's Triple Crown winners. There actually was a Kentucky Derby winner at the $2 right next to me. And so there's Triple Crown winners all around us. This is the horse capital of the world, the birthplace of bourbon. And I thought, nobody's putting their arms around golf packaging in the basic sense. So we have started at the Woodford Club, the Kentucky Golf Trail. It's kygolftrail.com, KY for Kentucky, kygolftrail.com. We just are opening this up really November 1st. We've already have some groups coming in. And it's an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous part of the country. You're exactly right. I've talked to, I don't know, a dozen or more PGA sections about pro-am trips with PGA pros. Nobody really thought about Kentucky for golf. They think Valhalla, which is amazing, championship there. But there's an unbelievable, beautiful, really, really top-level golf in this state. And then there's so many other things to do. And we're 10 minutes from Keeneland, a historic track. Obviously, people know Churchill Downs. There's just so much to do in the state that I don't think people realize. So, yeah, Kentucky Golf Trail, the Lieutenant Governor, they're all excited about it, and we're going to grow this thing into something special.
Kentucky is really special. Unfortunately, I don't like the bourbon. I did go to college in Bowling Green, Kentucky, at Western Kentucky University, and I've seen all the beautiful horse country. I played in the Final Four, as a matter of fact, when it was at the University of Kentucky. So I know Kentucky. I've been to Churchill Downs a few times. So everyone out there, if you haven't been there, you know, go visit Kentucky. And this is so exciting. And you're also, Bob, you do so much. You're bringing women's golf to the state. The Legends Tour of the LPGA, they played an event there. And then I'm not sure if you had anything to do with this part, but the Solheim Cup will be in Louisville, Kentucky in 2028 at Valhalla. Share with us how you're helping to bring women's professional golf to this wonderful state as well, the Bluegrass State.
Oh, yeah, we're so excited. I'd be very excited, obviously, with the Solheim Cup on the horizon there. But what we did when I came to the Woodford Club, the ownership, exact same mindset. I've always looked at my business as, I'm going to concentrate on the guys, and we do things like that. But quickly, back in 1992, my first head pro job, I'm looking at it going, you know, not enough people are focusing on women and youth, for sure. And if you focus on the youth, it's really just the kids until about 12 with some junior events. So, and then granted, at PGA headquarters, when I was director of youth golf development, you know, I got a lot of connections, learned a lot more, obviously, and looking at the bigger picture. So coming up to Kentucky and really at all my clubs, I focus on women and the aspect of youth, but also family golf. And so it was a natural reaching out to a friend, Jane Blaylock, at the LPGA and with her company. So, yeah, we actually are – this will be the third LPGA Legend Senior event we're having at the Woodford Club. It's all set for next June. Really, the scope of the events are June 3 to June 8. We're playing the doubles golf format for the Saturday and Sunday 36-hole championship. We're bringing in 12 of the top women amateurs in the state of Kentucky, which we did last June, which was a huge hit. All the LPGA legends, the Laura Davies, the Michelle McGanns, Hollis Stacey, certainly Jane, these Hall of Fame, World Golf Hall of Famers, playing with the lady amateurs and some of the younger lady amateurs that are looking at a pro career. We were all just so heartwarming that the LPGA legends really took and have been mentoring. And some, like Lita Lindley, played with one young lady, and that she literally turned her life around in the game of golf with what Lita did. Lita went out, left us, and won the Women's Senior Open. So a U.S. Senior Open. So we're so excited about that, Debbie, and anything we can do for women's golf. Oh, and kind of hot off the press, we're adding a national senior women's event here at the Woodford Club next early May. So we're going to build on this.
Where is that going to be again?
It'll be right here at the Woodford Club. I think what we're going to do is call it the Kentucky Golf Trail Women's Senior Golf Championship. It's a little bit of a mouthful, but, you know, use our Kentucky Golf Trail as a little bit of a branding awareness. But talk to and get the word out for women across the country for a women's senior championship that, again, women's senior golf, there's not as many championships out there in that area. So we just thought that was a place to really help that area.
Rob Baldessari with Reimagine Golf with us on TD Green today. Sounds like you got a lot of things going on your plate, Bob. Besides the three topics we talked about today, anything else you want to bring up that maybe we can get you back to talk about later?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm always here for you and Debbie, and it's just so awesome to get to talk to you. And just even from a broader level of, grow the game, there's really no consensus. Nobody has a clue what that means across the board consistently. There's maybe 30,000 in the PGA. There's golf course owners. Everybody's wondering, what does that mean? I'd love to do a deeper dive with you on exactly what grow the game means, because everybody's throwing that wording around out there, but there's no, really nobody understands what that is or how it impacts the business.
Grow
well,
the
golf,
game.
We saw a big jump in golf during 2020, right? People wanted to be outside and be active, and many of the things they were doing were shut down. So golf had a huge pop during our global pandemic of COVID. Have we retained many of those golfers? Do you know the statistics on it in terms of retention in that regard?
I had a little trouble getting that understanding there, Debbie. Can you repeat that?
Well, we're coming up on the break, guys. Yeah, we're coming up on our break, guys. We like I said, we'll get Bob back, and we'll have him talk about that the next time he's on the show. But doing great work, Doubles Golf, doublesgolf.com for more info on that, and the Kentucky Golf Trail, kygolftrail.com for more info on that. Bob Baldessari, Reimagine Golf. Bob, thanks for joining us today.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
Celebrate responsibly.
It's golf. Golf. That's the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. With Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie, I know we had a little trouble technically. Technically, we boosted your level a little bit. Can you talk just to make sure we're good?
Yeah, let's make sure this mic is working because I want the next guest to be able to hear everybody be able to hear me and vice versa.
Yeah, okay. All righty. Our next guest is ready to go on Tee to Green today, where you welcome for the first time ever to the show from World Famous Golf Carts in South Carolina, Austin King, who had a very interesting month and a half or so, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But Austin, welcome to Tee to Green. How you doing?
We're doing good. Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit about World Famous Golf Carts.
Okay, yes, yeah, so we're located in Fort Mill, South Carolina, just south of Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're a golf cart dealership. We sell new and used carts. We repair them on the personal and for individuals and for businesses. And we do a lot of product innovation and things like that.
So, how's the golf cart business in general doing these days?
It's growing every year, and the demand is really spiked after COVID. There was, you know, the lifestyle has kind of changed around, you know, being more here in our area. It's more recreational, and things are getting to be more centered in community. So, golf carts they're beginning to have a lot more of a use for families, where they're going out to the pool or grocery shopping or going and visiting neighbors and things like that. So, you know, there's more of a practical use for them nowadays. And kind of what we were trying to showcase, the technology for golf cars is really getting more up to standards with the automotive industry. So it's really helping the carts, you know, perform better and be a lot easier for customers to use or end users.
Austin, I was at the Villages in Florida 1 year, and I was talking to a lady who said, I made a doctor's appointment for my husband, and it was outside of the Villages. And he said, where is this located? And when she said where it was, he said, oh, no, if I can't drive my golf cart there, I'm not going. So you need to find a doctor where I can drive my golf cart. So it has become very recreational. What is the max speed limit that's legal for golf carts?
Say that again. You asked what's the max speed limit you see on golf cars, just kind of as commercially available, or what guys are modifying them to go?
Well, I know you can take something called the governor off and actually go a lot faster, but when you make them, what's the standard?
Yeah, I mean, most golf cars are doing about 25 miles per hour. So that's the federally recognized speed for low-speed vehicles. So for a golf cart to be registered as a low-speed vehicle, it's coming out doing it maxed out at 25 miles per hour. Now, most golf cars, they can do much, much more than that, but that's a safe speed, you know, for stopping distance. And, you know, they're quick enough to get out of cars away and not slow traffic down, but there's also, you know, people are sitting outside, so it's a little safer for them in the event something does happen.
So golf carts are not for golf courses anymore, and we're with Austin King, World Famous Golf Carts, who just a few weeks ago proved that point and proved it in a very interesting way, driving a golf cart all the way up to the top of Pikes Peak here in Colorado. It's something like a 22-mile drive. And let's talk about that, Austin. What was the point, and what were you guys trying to prove, and how did the story unfold?
Yeah, so what we were looking at doing was to really showcase how far along and how much the performance, if you will, of golf carts has come along the years. And with the introduction of the new lithium batteries, it's really opened up the possibilities and the uses for golf carts. And Trojan Battery Company, whom we work very closely with, They had just unveiled the new Trojan Lithium One Pack, and they put a lot of R&D into making sure it was a bulletproof battery, that it would be the safest on the market, and it would perform as advertised. And it's the most American-made lithium battery in the Gulf industry. It's made out in Santa Fe Springs, California. And what we wanted to do was just showcase the, you know, the performance of that battery and showcase, you know, what golf carts are capable of. And for this particular event, what we did was, we took a golf cart, basically started from the toll booth there at the bottom of, at the foot of the mountain and drove it all the way to the top on one charge. It was started at the bottom at 100% charge. And did not stop to let anything cool down or anything. We just drove it straight up to the top continuously. And cart performed flawlessly. Battery performed flawlessly. No power, no cutoffs, no power loss, no cutoffs, anything along those lines. And it made it right up to the top. It had, on our first pass, it did it, and it had 26% state of charge left. And we were able to drive it back down again on its own power. And once it reached the base of it, or the foot of the mountain again, it was at 42% charge, if I remember correctly. So,
wow, that is amazing. That is an elevation of what, 14,115 to get all the way up to the top of Pike's Peak. And how many miles did that actually go? And the steepness of that was incredible.
Yeah, so it was, I'll have to look back, and I want to say you're around 8,000 feet at the base of the mountain. But it's if I remember correctly, you're at an average grade of around 8 to 12% going up continuously. And it's almost exactly 20 miles from the toll booth up to the top of the mountain. So it's got a little bit of a range to go for it. And it's really, it's a really cool thing to do if you ever get a chance to actually drive a golf cart up Pike's Peak. But when you get just past the Crystal Reservoir, as you cross over the little bridge there, and right before you get to the International Hill Climb marker, which is about 6 miles in on the trip, 7 miles, and you're looking way out in the distance, and you can see the summit of the mountain, and you're looking going like, oh, man, how is a golf cart going to get all the way up there? But it did it. It did it flawlessly.
It was about an hour drive, I'm guessing, for you to get from the bottom to the top?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it was about 50 minutes, give or take. There was very light traffic on the road, and in some cases, the golf cart was actually passing some cars when you got closer to the summit, just because you don't really lose any, you know, in our case, we didn't really lose any torque. You know, we were passing some cars that were struggling to get up the mountain, so with all that being said, yeah, we were about 50 minutes or so to get up to the top on our first pass. So it did it pretty quickly.
Yeah,
that is an incredibly powerful battery. Austin, do you also, besides what's inside the golf cart with the battery, custom design golf carts? Because I have seen some pretty incredible golf carts in private country clubs where they buy their own and it's like the creativity is amazing.
Yeah, so as far as like what was done on the golf cart, honestly, we didn't do too much modifications to it. What we did was we used a 2020 Club Car Onward, and we retrofitted it. Basically, just put a larger, so the golf carts come with rear drum brakes. We modified it and put some rear mechanical disc brakes for that, just to kind of help with the stopping power coming down. The other thing we did was just to have as much efficiency as possible, just to really, you know, be able, for the sake of the battery and be able to, you know, push it all the way to the top. We went with the biggest commercially available AC drive motor and controller kit on the market, and that was a company called Alltrax, and they built a very good motor there. And then we just increased the cable gauge size. We just beefed them up. Most golf carts come standard with a 6-gauge copper cable, and we bumped those guys up to a 2-gauge copper cable, just again to help with efficiency of it. And I believe, if I remember correctly, we used a 205/50 tire on a 12-inch rim. So we went with a little bit larger tire diameter than a standard, a fleet or a golf course, golf cart, if you will. But it had a back seat, a steel folding or an aluminum folding back seat there too. And in total, the cart with no passenger or driver on there, it came out, it was weighing 860 pounds with the battery and everything ready to go.
Yeah, we're with Austin King, world famous golf carts. He's the owner, and he drove a golf cart from the bottom to the top of Pikes Peak. Austin, I've made that drive a lot of times. What was the weather like the day you did that? Because if you tried it now, we've got so much snow in Colorado, you couldn't probably go anywhere. But I've driven it, and you can start out at the bottom, and it's sunshine and 85 degrees. By the time you get to the top, it's 35 and snowing. What was the weather like that day?
It was perfect weather. We couldn't have asked for better weather. And it was really cool. The week before, the mountain got quite a bit of snow on it, so we were getting kind of prepared. If it came to it, we were going to put snow tires on it to get it up to the top, but it wasn't needed. We got in there, and it was 80 degrees, clear blue skies, very little cloud coverage, so couldn't ask for better weather. And that same day, we didn't have anything come up on us. It was great weather, warm, clear blue skies, and got a little bit of cloud coverage once we got up to the top of the mountain. But other than that, it was perfect.
Were there tourists driving up and down while you were doing this testing?
There was a handful of people left on the mountain, but so what we did was we coordinated with the toll authority up there and told them what we were going to do a month prior. And they blessed us, and what they suggested was go after 5 o'clock when the road shuts down, just so it would limit some of the traffic. But we were concerned. Hey, it's a golf cart, and the max speed limit on the mountain I think is about 35, and we were going to drive it a little conservatively the first time, just to make sure and test that battery and make sure it gets up there. But honestly, the cart was getting past a lot of cars a lot of the time, so. The first day we were there, very little handful of people were there, and they were kind of excited to see the golf cart, and they were looking at it going, how's that thing going to get up to the top of the mountain? And we'll say, well, just call us and we'll see.
Well, maybe there'll be a new category next year's Pikes Peak Hill Climb just strictly for golf carts. Austin King,
yeah,
first person ever to drive a golf cart from the bottom to the top of America's mountain, Pikes Peak, 14,115 feet. Around 22 miles. Yeah. Austin, thanks for joining us today. And next time you get out to Colorado, look us up. Let us know.
Absolutely. And it was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for having me.
From world famous golf carts, South Carolina, that's the owner, Austin King, with us today on TD Green. Jay and Debbie, not done yet. We'll come back more to follow right after this.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
The fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, it's TD Green. We're not done yet for the Sunday edition of the big show. Let's check out what's happening golf-wise. The ladies are in Hawaii for the Lotte Championship. A.L. Kim, 18-under, the leader. Russia's Natalia Gusseva, 2 shots back at 16-under, and a couple of American golfers right there as well. Austin Kim at minus 15, and Ryan O'Toole, 5 back at 13-under par. PGA Tour, a new event, the Worldwide Tech Championship, Los Cabos, Mexico. Justin Lauer, Nick Echevarria, and Carson Young, 3-way tie for the lead, 9-under, head into the final round today. And the big event, the Charles Schwab Cup on the Tour Champions in Phoenix. How about this, Debbie? Bernhard Langer, 13-under par, has a 1-shot lead going into the final round today. What is he, like 80 years old these days?
I tell you what, this is going to be an excited finish today for the Champions Tour. Very excited to keep up with that today.
Yeah, a shot back is Stephen Alker at 12-under, Richard Greens at 11-under, Alex Chaik at 10-under, Jerry Kelly at 9-under. Final round down in Phoenix today. We'll see if Bernhard Langer can hang on and win for the first time in a while since coming back from that serious Achilles injury. Our show today, we thank Bob Baldessari for joining us. Reimagine Golf and Austin King from World Famous Golf Carts. Good show. Lots of fun talking golf once again with a couple of great guests. And guess what?
Say, it goes fast. Every single week.
We get to do it all over again next week as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to Robert Kikoza in Master Control. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.